This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
You know when you're in school, whether it's high school or college, and you're told you got a big assignment. You gotta give a speech. And you're told, like, 3 months in advance, man. You got, at the end of this, you got to give a speech here, and you're thinking, okay, that's going to suck, but I have plenty of time. I'm not going to mess with it right now, but I'll get to it when I get to it. Month goes by, another month goes by, and then you're in that third month, and you still haven't done anything on that speech. You've barely researched whatever it is you're going to be speeching about. And then finally on speech eve, you say, you know what? I'm good at this. I'll just get up and say stuff and see how that goes. That's exactly what I think is happening here in John Harbaugh's speech to his team, the new head coach of the New York Football Giants. Here's a little bit of his intro to, I think it was rookies and all that, stepping into training camp and such. But here's John Harbaugh.
Welcome, man. Good to see everybody here. You excited?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A little nervous?
Nope.
Huh? A little nervous? I'm a little nervous, man. I'm nervous. Excited nervous, you know? Nervous like you're full of game almost, Nathan. Get this thing kicked off. Standing up here in front of the New York Giants. The New York Giants. It's the New York Giants sitting in this room. The New York Giants. Wow. It's an honor. It's an honor to stand in front of this room right now. Now, I know those coaches back there feel the same way, right, coaches?
Sir,
it's an honor, man. We've been working, haven't we? We've been working early, we were late, getting ready for today. Today. Sitting in this chair, this seat, getting to work, getting started, our beginning. Because this is where it all begins, together.
Sitting in this seat. You know, because this is the beginning, and that's where it all begins. The beginning is where it all begins. The New York Giants, Mike. No. You didn't hear me. The New York Giants. Wow, what an honor. You guys won 4 games last year. What an honor it is to be here in front of the New York Giants.
You know, that kind of reminds me of that scene in Animal House where John Belushi's character is, like, trying to give a speech to Rob Rusbach, who's following me? And he's the only one that leaves.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of what it reminds me of.
Yeah, it was
so bad, it's comedy.
It reminded me of Jerry Maguire. These fish have manners. These fish have manners. Unlike all of you. Who's coming with me? That speech was actually pretty good. It got Renee Zellweger to go.
She already had a crush on him. So.
Well, yeah, but she left her job. It was a good job.
She had a crush on him. It was the power of TV love or movie love.
Yeah, but they turned it around, didn't they?
They did, yeah.
They did. They got married.
One player.
They got married. Not sure the marriage was great because what did she say? I got a guy who really loves my kid and sure likes me a lot. That was a speech. You had me a hello?
That's pretty epic. Top 100 lines in cinema of all time.
Top 100 lines in cinema of all time.
Yeah, right below. And freedom!
I guess I was just shocked by this because I expect. Do you remember when, like, Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, former head coach of the Cardinals, was in front of. He was his. Quarterback for the. for the oh my gosh, why can't I think of who this is right now?
Commanders?
No, he was the quarterback at the time for the Cardinals when this happened. Why can't I think of? Come on, Mike, help
Jake
me out here.
Plummer.
Kyler Murray. There we go. It was when he was in front of when Jonathan Gannon was in front of Kyler Murray. He's like, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. It's shoom, shoom, shoom. You know what that is? It's shots coming from all over the place. Now, that was just like a one-on-one thing. That was weird. But I was shocked to see John Harbaugh kind of
fail so miserably.
Well, yeah, it's not like the worst thing in the world. Who was the coach a couple years ago that did like, hey, when you were driving over here, did you feel butterflies in your stomach? Did anybody take the bus? Did you guys feel butterflies? Like, these are football players. They've heard it all before. You don't need to do this anymore. Just get right into it. I don't even think you need speeches. Just get right into it.
This is the worst speech since my senior year speech on how to make homemade root beer, where I accidentally made beer instead of root beer. It was a bad speech, and it was a messed up product. And
Wait. You made beer?
Root beer. It was
but you
beer
said
on
it was
accident.
Actually beer. It turned out to be beer? Like there was alcohol in it?
Possibly. I was told it tasted like beer. I hadn't had a beer at the time. And one of my classmates was really excited about it, so I gave it to him.
They were starting to laugh a little bit, cut up, maybe?
Yeah, well, it was pretty funny because I don't know how to measure things apparently, and I put too much yeast in there.
Oh, that'll get you.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be in a cool, dark place.
So you did a speech on how to make root beer, and you were supposed to like show that process out, and then
I don't fully remember what happened, but I just remember the after effect of one of my classmates being really excited. Like he really wanted the barely a beer beer.
How was the speech? Was the speech good?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
I'm not a speech guy.
I remember taking speech in college, and I do a radio show. Like I talk all the time. I'm actually not a fantastic public speaker. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm okay, but it's not something I look forward to. I don't get nervous doing this. We could do it. Doesn't matter. But giving speeches, we were told at the beginning of the year, hey, you're going to give three small speeches here in your smaller class, and then at the end of the semester, you're going to have to give a gigantic speech in the auditorium with like 300 people. Blah. That was nerve-wracking. Like I freaked out, and I did not put that assignment off. I've put assignments off in the past, but not that. That was a tough one. So I get up to give my speech, Michael. I dropped my note cards. As soon as I got up to the podium, I dropped my note cards. And they're all out of order. So all the preparation that went into giving the speech was now on the floor out of order. And that was tough. That was a tough go for me.
But how was the beer that you accidentally brewed?
I didn't accidentally make any beer. That would have probably saved the speech.
So I win.
Yeah, probably. If at the end of it you could say, hey, everybody, that sucked, but here's a beer.
I feel like I would probably be a better public speaker now than when I was in high school.
Maybe just a little, maybe.
Well, because I wasn't interested in any of the stuff that I was doing.
I wouldn't.
Like, if I could give a public speech now,
yeah,
I would give it about something I'm interested in. I would probably do a better job than Harbaugh, because what the hell happened there? Did he ask
this is weird.
Around, like, hey, some of these players, do they like motivational speeches or do they want to be yelled at? And I feel like you have an entire room of coaches and players who just want to be yelled at.
You're not a big Office fan, right? Steve Carell's Office. You're not a big fan. You don't watch it.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I just don't watch it.
There's
I think
a scene.
Parks and Rec is way better.
Dumb. That's so stupid. That's a terrible take. There's a episode and a scene where Michael is trying to show just how difficult it is to go to prison. He's trying to scare his coworkers or his workers, his employees, to, you know, because there's like this idea that, wow, prison would be better than work, because they were joking with him, of course, but prison would be better than work. We get outside, we get outdoors time, we get to watch TV and all this, blah, blah, blah. And his speech was like, I am here to scare you straight. And then he gets up in one person's face. He's like, I am here to scare you straight. That is exactly what I was getting, the vibe I was getting from Harbaugh. He didn't get a rise out of the first, you're the New York Giants. Nobody said anything. You're the New York Giants. You got to clip that anytime we talk about the Giants. You are the New York Giants.
I'm thinking that you have a lot of people just there to collect a paycheck because they know they're probably going to have a losing season.
We won 4 games last year.
And one of their losses was awesome.
And one of their best players is like doing backflips on a bad leg, which is not advisable. Wouldn't do that. Can we please get the...
I think injuries, by the way, did help them have a crappy season. If they weren't battered and bruised in some of the more important areas, they probably would have been slightly better.
We'll see. I do like Harbaugh. I'm a fan of both Harbaughs.
I am not.
I think both Harbaughs are fine.
I have grudges against both of them. One of them I actually have great disdain for, and the other one I just don't like because he beat us.
Okay, that's your dumb little weird, dumb little
thing. Yeah, but Jim Harbaugh, there's some stuff about him that's suspicious.
So he spied on some people. So he had somebody spy on some people to get calls that you and I could have just went and got those calls for him. We could have went to the game and could have just said, hey, we're filming the sideline. We could have just done that.
I just want to let you know the University of Washington did not do that, and that's why they lost. And
they probably
should. Not because the offensive line failed. And
they probably should. They probably should cheat. It's like when the Rockies,
beat the Dodgers. Won,
the Rockies beat the Dodgers earlier in the year, and all the Dodgers are like, they clearly are cheating. And you accuse the Rockies of cheating? They've had 3 years in a row of losing 100 games. That's the team that's doing the opposite.
How are the Rockies cheating?
I don't remember.
Like they'd be really terrible at cheating if they're this bad.
Yeah, they're not very good at cheating either.
I mean, if anything, you should allow them to cheat.
Let me ask you this, though. Don't you think the NFL's better to have Jim Harbaugh in the league than not? I mean, he's a great character of the NFL.
I think story-wise, yes.
Yeah.
It's good to have him in the league.
It's good to have him.
As far as coaching-wise,
no,
he may be over the hill.
No, the Chargers?
Again, injuries have affected them the last few years.
Chargers
I don't feel bad for
be
them because we had that issue too.
Chargers will probably be fine. In fact,
they'll
we'll talk a little bit about the AFC West, the biggest question mark surrounding all of the AFC West teams. I am really interested to see how the Chargers do with Mike McDaniel as an offensive coordinator.
And I still don't like him. Traitor.
Because he grew up in Greeley and he's not a Bronco. They didn't hire him.
Yes, exactly.
They didn't hire him.
Don't live by if you don't live by my standards of a Bronco, then I don't like you.
I don't like how you do that. Like, I'm a Broncos fan, but the way you are hurts me. It hurts my fandom. The way you are hurts my fandom.
You just don't get it, Brady.
No, you're just obsessed. And it's creepy. Creeps me out.
It's not creepy.
That's just
having a good time.
That's what people that are doing creepy stuff say. It's not creepy. Shh. It's not creepy.
You just said it's not creepy, so I guess that makes
that's
you
what
a
you
creepy
said.
Person.
That's what you said.
I know, but
that's
you
what
repeated
a creepy
it
person
and you technically
says.
Said it, therefore you're creepy.
A creepy person doesn't come out and say, hey, I'm being creepy, just so you know. They say, that's not creepy. That's what they do.
I'm not following a stranger home. That's not creepy.
You were followed by a stranger home once. Can you tell
I
that
was.
Story?
I did not like that. I've actually, so when I used to walk to work all the time,
yeah.
Like there would just be odd situations. Like, you know, I see that guy. I kind of want to avoid him because he's weird. There was one time where a gal yelled at me and she's like, stop following me. And I'm like, I've been behind you for 4 blocks because I live right there. It's completely coincidental.
Yeah, but you were followed once.
I was.
Remember?
That guy was truly...
That was a creepy guy.
Yeah, he had some mental health issues.
And again, I think we struggle in that department here in the United States of America, or maybe the world, as far as mental health concerns go. But still creepy. We can call it what it is. But you had to, like, turn around. Remember?
Yeah.
And you had to turn around. You, like, put your hand up. And you like
I yelled real loud.
Yelled.
I said, get away from me.
And you're like, back off.
And
I
he did
respect.
Not. He just kept following me. He just like We were face to face, and I'm like walking backwards and turning around, and he's just like
that's kind of scary.
Crazy.
That's actually kind of scary.
It was.
What? So how did that end? I forgot. Did you just get away from him?
I called the cops, they came and took him away.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was just wanting an autograph, Mike.
No. I was talking to one of them, and he was like, "Yeah, this guy's got some issues." What are the texters saying?
Go Poke says, "I was just trying to get Mike home safely. I didn't know he was going to freak out about it." So he was the creeper that you got arrested. He was trying to make sure you made it home safe, man.
I mean, I was safe enough.
That is scary, though. That would suck.
Like, yeah, it was.
Do you got any moves just in case? Like defense moves? What would you do?
If the guy's like.
Just, would it be just run? Now you got Scoot.
Well, I can't run either. And this was like 7 years ago or something.
Yeah, we were in downtown. We were in the old building.
Yeah, so like it was. And my knees didn't work back then either. So it's like, I'm going to run.
Did he say anything to you? Did he say anything to you?
No, he didn't say anything at all.
Nothing. Just kind of kept following you.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah. Well, Faith says, how long has Michael lived here to be such a diehard fan? Isn't he originally from Washington? Why not a Seahawks fan?
Well, my dad is from Colorado.
So you jumped on the bandwagon.
I mean, they went to the Super Bowl that year, but they got blown out. That was the first game I ever watched.
But you were kind of bandwagoning it.
No, because kinda. I've been with the Broncos ever since. Like, whether they were in the Super Bowl right. or they had not won a game,
yeah,
I was just going to be a diehard Broncos fan no matter what. And it was the same thing with the Huskies. Like, that first year, they lost to Michigan like, in the Rose Bowl, and I was a fan of theirs.
I don't care. Would you consider yourself a diehard Washington fan?
Yes.
But you don't view them the same way you view the Broncos.
I'm dire harder Broncos fan.
I think you're a better fan of Washington than
you are of
Denver. I think you're a better fan and a better part of being a great fan is acknowledging your team's shortcomings, is admitting that they might not win every single game and acknowledging that. I think you're a better Washington fan than you are a Denver fan.
I find these words offensive I want you to apologize.
When we talk Washington, you were like, yeah, I don't know. Their offensive line's not great this year. I don't know. Maybe a bowl would be nice, but blah, blah, blah. I asked you about the Broncos, and it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. It doesn't matter who the coach is. You're just like, oh, they're going to win every game.
Because I've got the faith. The faith and the orange.
Yeah, but
Sunday morning faith.
Yeah, I still think you're a better
fan. They're going to win.
I think you're a better fan of Washington than you are the Broncos. I do. 23 minutes after the hour, how does the rest of the AFC West look? And are the Chiefs poised to make an epic comeback, or do we see them continue to fizzle? Because let's not forget, all the talk is about Patrick Mahomes, correct? Coming back? They were sick. They were, what were they? 6-8 when he went down last year?
Yeah, and they weren't getting the calls that they were getting before.
They were 6-8 before Mahomes got his injury. And then they finished 6-11. So they weren't good before him. So I'm just saying, like, there's the biggest storyline around Kansas City is, well, if Mahomes is healthy, they're going to just turn it right around and be good. They weren't good last year.
No, they weren't.
Even
with
him.
There were things not going their way that they were used to having go their way. Texas Al Paso study.
Michael, did you ask your stalker if he loved the Broncos, Eastside Chris?
I saw him wearing Raiders, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's definitely committing crimes.
Uh-huh.
No, he was wearing all black. It was a weird situation.
It was a weird situation. I was worried for you. But now you got Scoot.
You didn't know till the next day.
Well, you told me. I mean, I didn't know. I didn't hire that guy to scare the crap out of you or anything. Then totally backfired because he got arrested and I've never seen him again.
I couldn't sleep that night because my heart was pounding like the entire time.
Yeah, I honestly bet it would. Like mine would be too. That's freaky stuff. We had a lot of freaky stuff go on down there, though.
That was a weird area of Greeley.
I remember the guy that always would come to the station and ask if we could pay him cash to pull all the weeds? Remember that guy?
No.
No, you know.
I didn't answer the door for that guy.
Well, I remember one time, like, they had sprayed, like, a week ago. They'd sprayed for weeds. I opened the door, and he's like, can I spray your weeds for, like, $10? I'm like, or can I pull the weeds? Like, there's no weeds, man. There's nothing to pull. I appreciate the, hey, I'll do something to get $10. There's no weeds. What are we supposed to do at that point?
It was very
interesting odd time.
Neighborhood. It was even worse when the place across the street was selling drugs.
Oh, yeah.
And then the police took that building over and arrested a bunch of people. There was also one, there was a house right next to that building that was on fire. I'm pretty sure it was meth
the
house.
The building, yeah, that was a weird building.
That was a Sunday night that it was on fire.
That was a strange place, I'll tell you that. Strange times, Michael. Strange times.
Yeah, strange mice, strange cockroaches.
Yeah, that was a different. It's different here, isn't it?
Yeah, and this building doesn't leak.
Yeah, that's nice. And now you got your scoot, so you don't have to, if people are harassing you, you can just scoot on down the road.
I'll be like, yeah, I am 0.5 miles an hour faster than you running.
Yeah. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about the AFC West. Also, Joker. You guys are fools. You're fools. This is why in the state of Colorado, we can't have nice things. Because you want more from Joker. He's already given you everything. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
The summer months can be busy.
I'm busy!
Keep up with the latest in local news, sports, and weather on Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most: local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
I just get so tired of the neediness that surrounds some of our favorite sports teams here in the state of Colorado. I think we're spoiled. And the Nuggets have had.
I told you that yesterday.
One title. Yeah, but most of the stuff you say, I let go in one ear, out the other. The Nuggets have had one title, one NBA championship. And mainly because of one person, and that was the Nikola Jokic. And yet, you want more. You want more. And I said it right. You think you say it right, but we've all heard how he actually says it. And we know I say it right, and you say it wrong. You have the thing. You have the clip. Nikola.
I have it somewhere.
You say Nikola. Like Ricola. It's not right.
Ricola.
Yeah, you don't say
it's
it
Nikola.
Right. Nikola.
Wait. Nikola.
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 Nikola. It's not Nikola. Don't say knee. There's no knee in it. It's Nikola. Nikola
the
Jokic.
Knee is very short.
He doesn't say Nikola. He says it's Nikola. Nikola.
Nikola.
That was better, but no knee.
Nikola.
No.
Nikola.
Now you're just saying cola.
It's Nikola.
Nikola.
It's Nikola.
Nikola.
It's Nikola.
There's no Nikola.
Is this one of those things where, like, on the internet where you see that dress and some people see it as gold and some people see it as blue? It's like you hear it as Nikola and
it's Nikola.
I hear it correctly.
Nikola. It's not Nikola. Anybody that says Nikola is wrong.
Nikola.
No, Nikola.
Nikola.
Nikola Jokic.
Nikola.
Nikola Jokic.
Well, we can agree on Jokic.
Who's the expert here?
Apparently me.
Who's the expert? Can barely outrun a person chasing you downtown.
That's true.
Well, that makes me an expert.
Can barely outrun him. I don't think I could have outrun him anyway. I got in one block and my knees would have
collapsed.
I just
hate this whole idea that, oh, he needs to be in America recruit. Who's he recruiting? You're up against the second freaking apron. I don't care if it's Jerry Maguire trying to sell Rod Tidwell on playing another season for Arizona. This is another Jerry Maguire reference for you, Mike. 2 in 1 day, that's not bad. You're not going to get anything better. And that's not Joker's job. His job is to win MVPs and put out triple-doubles and make you the only reason the Nuggets are a contender right now is because of him. Take him off the team, you're not even a play-in team.
I mean, the last couple of years, have they really been contenders or are they close to pretenders?
I will say the year after they won the championship was an example of everything just breaking down. Even because they had healthy roster, coaching staff was still intact. You still had Calvin Booth as your GM. And it felt like, okay, that was just a collapse. That was just an embarrassing collapse. The next year was that against was the next year Malone was fired? Yeah, that was obviously, hey, we're playing with nothing to lose. We fired everybody. Yeah, because let's see. They won the title in the 22-23 season. And then the next season was the devastating loss to the Timberwolves in the second round when they were up 20. And then the following season was... I'm trying to think, Mike. Yeah, that was last year. Yeah. So I mean, we're acting like it's just been misery all these years, and yeah, there were 2 years. 1 year felt like just a bad showing. This year, or last year, was you fired Malone, you fired Booth, and it was guys playing with broken bones and torn muscles all over the place, just trying to fight through. And then this year, obviously, not a lot of excuses, but there is one, kind of, Aaron Gordon. So have they been a contender? If they're fully healthy, are they a contender? I think so. That's a big if, though, because Aaron Gordon is now at that point in his career where you don't know if he's going to be healthy. But this idea that Joker needs to do more. He needs to turn into agent Joker. He needs to turn into general manager Joker. He needs to take pay cuts Joker. He's the only reason you got anything. He's the only reason you're relevant. These people, man, they just forget so quickly. Basically, Bo Nix is the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Joker's not doing his part. What's next? The Rockies are on the road to the World Series. It's like the state sometimes. This is why the whole show is needed, Michael. I'm bragging on the program a little bit. We bring logic, good or bad. We bring logic. We try to. And in a state where the pendulum just swings so far one way or the other every year, you don't have the same standards for every single franchise. And it's just annoying to me. It's gotten to that point where it's just flat out annoying. There shouldn't be a day you turn on Joker. I don't care if they don't win another title. He's still the best thing that happened to the Denver Nuggets. By far and away. And yet, he's not doing enough. Who are these people?
Brady, you've convinced me. You had me at hello. It's three for us.
Three in one day.
No, I think I actually kind of agree with you on this. Even though I would like to see some of the better players give up money, I also realize he does earn it. And
in so many ways.
Has there been the support for Jokic in the past?
No.
Or was it mostly Jokic?
I would say the year they won the title, there was a lot of good support, but still mostly Jokic. Because you take him off, I don't think Aaron Gordon's the same player. I love Aaron Gordon. I just don't think he's an individual creator. Goes on a different team. I think he just complements Joker's game so well. And I think the same can be said for Jamal Murray.
And Joker is his own billboard. He's his own billboard. He's so good. People should want to play with him.
He's his
own
orbit.
You should want to do the Keanu Reeves thing where it's like, I want to work with this actor. I'm going to take a pay cut. And not necessarily Jokic, but like if you want to work with this legend,
yes,
maybe you work for a little
less. Well, you're like a capitalist guy, right? So you'd be the last person that should say, yeah, he should take less money. Because they're in business. They're in business, Mike. No,
I wouldn't necessarily say that that's anti-capitalist.
Yeah, it is. You're telling him to give his money away. You want him to give his money away to lesser players.
If you want more players, you have to cut the budget. And if he thinks, I don't have enough support around me, he could voluntarily do that.
How about the general managers actually do that stuff? They're in their offices getting paid to do that stuff. They figure it out. Everybody in the NBA has a superstar or two that is making ungodly amounts of money, yet they have to figure it out.
I was born in the wrong body. I should have been a basketball player.
I agree with the first part.
Ungodly amounts of money.
I agree with the first part. That's all I'll say. We just need to stop with this extreme. And I get it. It's summer. You get a lot of crazy takes in the summer. That's not us. We're still going to be logical. Bo Nix is not John Elway. Joker does not need to do more. The Rockies they're neat. They're not good. They're neat. And
kind of like a fun pet.
The Avalanche should not fire Jared Bednar. They're still a favorite to win the Stanley Cup. You always tell me, Stanley Cup. Those playoffs are hard. It doesn't matter. First seed, eighth seed, doesn't matter. It's hard to win. So by that logic, he would say, I like my chances of being the best team going into the playoffs than the unknown every single year. I would rather that.
Yeah, you just have to ask the players that you have on the roster right now, whether they're injured or not, you have to play better. You are a generational
talent. That's the bottom line.
Talent.
They just didn't play well.
Better.
And yet, it was all on Bednar. At the end of the day, McKinnon didn't have a great playoff run. It wasn't great.
Even when he was healthy, he wasn't
he had moments,
super great.
He had crazy moments, but not overall great. 41 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick. Before we do that, I have a $25 gift certificate to give away to Big City Roadhouse. They got brunch now. They're doing on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to noon every weekend. You're going to love this. I mean, the breakfast burritos, the go-to, man. But they have everything that you can ask for a brunch.
I believe the pizza is the
pizza is so good. Burgers, you name it. They got the macaroni and cheese now.
I have not had that yet.
Don put, every time I talk about them, my mouth waters. Let's give a $25 gift certificate away to Big City Roadhouse. Let's go caller number 15. Caller number 15. First Advantage hotline is 970-353-1310. 970-353-1310. Caller 15, you got a $25 gift certificate coming your way, courtesy of Big City Roadhouse. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Fun show today, Mike. Kevin Lytle joined us, talked a little CSU with us, building the excitement and anticipation for the new Pac-12 Conference of Champions, mind you. And Diana Florence was fantastic, the attorney for Brock Wisney. If you guys missed any of that, Michael, tell them where they can go check it out.
Currently, they can't check it out right now.
Because you don't have it posted yet.
I'm having problems getting on the website.
If there's anybody that can do it, it's you. I believe in you.
I don't believe in me. Tanner, you do it.
Who are you talking to?
Tanner.
Where is he?
I imagine he's listening because your show is so compelling when I talk.
He's not here. You're just saying random names that pop up into your head. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks with this summer heat. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's getting a little cooler with the clouds and the storm coming in and all that, but we're not out of the woods at all. It is July 23rd. We got plenty of weeks left of really, really warm temperatures. Make sure your air conditioner is ready for the battle ahead, courtesy of Lemons Heating and Cooling. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com or call 970-567-0798. What did we learn? We did learn a lot today. We had some educational people on the show, so that's a change for us. We'll get to that coming up next.
baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
What do we learn on this 23rd day of July, Michael? We learn that we got a spoiled fan base here in the state of Colorado. That's what we learned. That's one thing. We learned that Kevin Lytle's got quite the list of players he's interested in seeing this upcoming season for Colorado State. And we learned that the Mount West is going to be really hungry to prove that they are the superior conference over the Pac-12. I'm here for it. That's going to be great. Mike, what'd you learn today?
I learned that I like Wisney's lawyer. She was pretty awesome. And
what did you learn from her, though? What did you learn anything from her?
Yes.
Oh, care to share that with the class, or is that private?
It's all private.
It's all private. Okay. You learn anything else?
I learned a lot of things. I learned how white my legs are. I don't look at them that often because I don't wear shorts that often. I just can't do any exercise.
It took the whole show for you to learn that your legs are white?
I learned that this morning.
Well, yeah, but you didn't learn it on the show. This is about what you learned on the show.
Well, everybody learned that on the show.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's how it goes. We'll be back at it on a Friday. I'm going to get into the AFC West. Biggest storyline surrounding the AFC West teams. And I'm here to tell you, the Chiefs have a lot more issues than just Patrick Mahomes. But does bringing back Eric Bieniemy help solve a lot of those issues that we saw with Kansas City last year, with or without Patrick Mahomes? It's not a quick fix, Kansas City Chiefs fans. It's not as easy as just, oh, Mahomes is healthy, we're going right back to the Super Bowl. I don't think it's that simple. I really don't. That'll do it for us. We're back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.